Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Hasek of barnburner.ca, and welcome to the Barnburner Radio Network. Our more than twice daily, even on the weekends, fired up show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, and download the Barnburner app available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search Barnburner, download it today. Welcome, everyone, to SmackDown Update, a review of SmackDown for Friday night, October 11th. SmackDown, the second Fox SmackDown edition this week, came to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is part one of a two-night WWE draft tonight. Part two, of course, happening on Raw Monday. Okay, the following wrestlers are eligible to be drafted during tonight's SmackDown: Tamina, Curtis Axel, Bo Dallas, Drew Gulak, Heath Slater, Chad Gable, Eric Young, Sin Cara, Akira Tozawa, also Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Lince Dorado, Gran Metalik, Kalisto, The Street Profits, Natalya, The Revival, The Viking Raiders, Lacey Evans, Nikki Cross, Alexa Bliss, Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, Ricochet, Sasha Banks, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Bray Wyatt, Karl Anderson, Luke Gallows, AJ Styles, Roman Reigns, and Becky Lynch. The opening bout of SmackDown this week was WWE Universal Champion Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns in a non-title match to determine which brand gets the first pick in the draft. This was a very good match, but the ending came with The Fiend coming through the ring and basically doing the claw on Seth Rollins. He threw back Seth Rollins back in the ring and then came up, took a peek, and that's how it ended off. They gave the bout to Seth Rollins via disqualification, so Raw had the first pick. I'll get to all the picks later on because it's a mash throughout the day or throughout the broadcast. Fox personalities were shown talking about the WWE. It started off with the broadcasting team from NFL on Fox, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, in a pre-taped segment. King Corbin took on Chad Gable, or should I say his new name, Shorty Gable. King Corbin beat Shorty Gable in 9 minutes and 25 seconds. And then they did a highlight of earlier on today. They had a press conference from Las Vegas stating for Crown Jewel. I'll talk about that in a couple seconds as well. Then Paul Heyman came out with Brock Lesnar. And Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman said he's the beast. He is the champion. He can defeat anytime. Cain Velasquez. Velasquez and Rey Mysterio came out. Velasquez says he's going to give him another scar for the other side of his face. They showed 9 years ago Kane just destroying Brock Lesnar. Then in a nice touch, the WWE gave the ladies' titles to two breast cancer survivors, since this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The New Day, Kofi Kingston, Big E, and Xavier Woods took on the OC, AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson. Match lasted about 7 minutes, and the New Day won. Kofi pinned AJ Styles for the victory. Throughout the night also, a panel was set up with Renee Young, Beth Phoenix, Booker T, and Samoa Joe, who had his forearm in a sling there. Jay Glazer gave some scoops, and a notable scoop is here that expects a major trade. That can happen. I'll talk about it in just a couple seconds. And in the main event of the evening, Charlotte Flair took on Bayley for the SmackDown World's title, Women's title, and Bayley changed her look. No more ponytail, straight back hair, chopped down the Bayley buddies, turned absolutely heel, and Bayley is your new SmackDown Ladies Champion by pinning Charlotte Flair, then took the mic and said, screw all the fans. She called them bitches. Bayley turning massive, massive heel here. And she is the new SmackDown Ladies Champion. Unbelievable that Bayley loved by so many. And now, well, going to be hated by so many. Bayley, once again, your new SmackDown Ladies Champion. All right, so here's the draft. In the first round, first pick of the first round, Raw retains Becky Lynch. SmackDown retains Roman Reigns. The OC go over to Raw. They're still on Raw. Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, now on SmackDown. Drew McIntyre got drafted to Raw. Round two, Randy Orton switches brands, goes to Raw. Sasha Banks switches brands, goes to SmackDown. Ricochet stays on Raw. Braun Strowman is now on SmackDown. Bobby Lashley on Raw. Round three, Alexa Bliss on Raw. Lacey Evans switches and goes to SmackDown. Kevin Owens back, but this time on Raw. The Revival stay on SmackDown. Natalya stays on Raw. Round four, the Viking Raiders on Raw. Lucha House Party on SmackDown. Nikki Cross, Raw. Heavy Machinery, SmackDown. And the Street Profits will make their appearance on Raw. So they had four rounds, five of each. That's part one of the WWE draft. Part two, of course, happens on Raw. Now, as I mentioned earlier on today, press conference in Las Vegas, we have two matches set for Crown Jewel Thursday, October 31st, Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, or Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It will be for the world title, the WWE world title, Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez. In a wrestling match, Tyson Fury up against Braun Strowman. And of course, we have Team Hogan versus Team Raw. All right, so that has been your SmackDown update here, a recap of Friday night's October 11th SmackDown from Las Vegas. Tomorrow, I'll do a special, well, what are we going to call it? Creative Control or Fired Up Extra or Fired Up or whatever, telling you a lot of news in the professional wrestling world. Breaking news, big news, you're only going to hear it here. First, this is going to be huge tomorrow. Check it out. Saturday, it should be updated, let's say, 10, 11 a.m. with breaking news in the wrestling world by yours truly. Again, don't forget to check out all our social media feeds at BarnburnerNet. BarnburnerNET. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Pinterest, you name it, we got it. Again, this has been your SmackDown update.